But the koa, man, that's the ones that was there at the very beginning. They are very close. And they accept people coming in, like myself, as a replacement. Because you also have to prove yourself.
Well, most of them were, we know, were qualified parishes. They had to be. A lot of them were awfully green. And we knew that. We hoped we could keep them alive, or they could keep alive. A lot of them didn't. But, all right, they eventually blend right in.
I think maybe they were trying to impress the older guys, maybe people like me or Shifty or... I don't know why, but I got right there to where I didn't want to be friendly with replacements coming in because, God, I didn't like to see them get killed. It just tore me up.
Because we were in awe of them. They were wearing infantry badges, you know, their uniform. They had a star on their jump wings. They were like heroes to us, you know. That's how we looked at them. And they were good. Furthermore, they were good. We had good officers for the most part, but we had excellent NCOs. They looked after you.
All right, now, Lieutenant, nice and easy. We still got a shot.
Oh!
It's a tough break. You're having a tough night. People have tough nights.
Sorry, George.
It's all right.
Nice shot, sir.
Thank you, Bull.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
All right, have a shot.
All right,
have
a
shot.
What does he need?
Double seven.
There you go.
Lieutenant, yeah. Have a drink.
Oh, don't mind if I do, Sarge.
They start winning money soon. I think your buddies are starting to miss you.
Yeah, they do look kind of sad, don't they?
Mm. They're just serious fighting men, that's all.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to go introduce myself.
Careful what you say now. Don't take much to set my guys off.
Yeah, you got some wild-eyed killers right there, boy.
You know, it's a good thing we weren't gambling.
Oh,
right?
Boy, we would have gotten killed. You want to bet?
What?
You want to bet?
No.
Pack of smokes. Gamble. Come on, have another game.
I don't know much about gambling.
Pack of smokes. Hey, come on.
First one to hit the bullseye?
Yeah, okay, one shot.
One shot.
Yeah, why not? Yeah?
Make it two.
Two packs.
Two packs.
Four.
All right,
two packs.
Here we go. One shot. Very good, George.
Hey, fellas. What do you hear? What do you say?
Actually, it's Babe Seed. Private Heffens.
Is that right? I don't care if it's fucking Eisenhower's. Who are you?
Private Miller. James Miller. I'm in Sergeant Randleman's squad.
Us too. I'm Wes Hashey.
Tony.
Garcia. I know you. Gonorrhea don't miss nothing.
Lieutenant, are you going to shoot Lefty all night?
Hey, come on.
Just curious, because he's right-handed.
George.
What would I do without George Luz?
Boop.
Oh!
Goodness gracious.
Two packs, gentlemen.
I know you got him, Taylor.
So, Heffron tell you about Doris yet?
No.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I'm going to educate you. Getting ready to get on a plane for that first frog town we never jumped into. All of a sudden, Heffron stopped dead in his tracks. Banging, everybody banging into each other. Heffron's just staring up at the nose of the plane because on it, painted this beautiful pinup. And written underneath, Darling Doris. Doris just happens to be the name of a skirt who just that day sent Babe one of them letters. You know, what do you call them letters that the broad send?
Dear John letter.
That's it. A dear Babe letter. Well, anyway, lucky for Babe, Patton overruns our drop zone. Mission canceled. In other words, Babe don't have to risk getting inside old Doris again. Hey, Bull, your squad listens up real good.
Yeah, being polite, like whenever Bull opens his mouth.
Johnny, what are you saying? Bull's boys are just humoring him?
Yeah, like whenever he gives out some of his folksy wisdom from back down on the farm.
Probably think he's a fucking hayseed. Yeah, right.
What are you laughing at?
You new boys, you pay attention to Sergeant Random. Got that? That's the smartest man in the company.
Where'd you get that?
It's a Presidential Distinguished Unit citation. For what the regiment did in Normandy.
That's right. For what the regiment did. You weren't there.
Hey, he's up, Cobb.
Hmm?
It's a unit citation.
Got a chance to jump.
Hey, y'all! Listen up! I got us an announcement to make. This here is Carver Lipton.
He's already married, Smokey.
This here is Carver Lipton, the new Easy Company First Sergeant. After fitting his position, he says he has to make an announcement.
Hate to break the mood here, boys, but we're moving out again.
As you can see, this is called Operation Market Garden. In terms of airborne divisions involved, this one's even bigger than Normandy. We're dropping deep into occupied Holland. The Allied objective is to take this road here between Eindhoven and Arnhem so the two British armored divisions can move up it toward Arnhem. Our job is going to be to liberate Eindhoven. Stay there, wait for the tanks.
The entire European advance has been put on hold to allocate resources for this operation. As Montgomery's personal plan will be under British command.
Yippee.
The good news is, if this works, these tanks will be over the Rhine and into Germany. That could end the war, get us home by Christmas. It'll be a daytime jump. Intelligence doesn't expect much opposition. They think the Krauts in Holland are mostly kids and old men. And we should take them by surprise. In any case, say goodbye to England. I don't think they're going to call this one off.
And learn, kids. You want to live? Jump ready to fight.
Thank you.
in the hospital like that, boy.
They didn't let me out. I busted out. I didn't want to get reassigned to some other unit.
Yeah? Can you make the jump?
Well, sure, I can't lift. I just can't sit.
Welcome back, Popeye.
Thanks, Paul.
Popeye went AWOL just in time to jump.
What's he doing here?
Oh, Sobel. Well, he's the newly appointed regimental S4.
Supply officer?
Yeah, you got it.
He picked me up in Oldborn,
trying to find you guys.
He know you went AWOL?
He knows. He just said I was lucky. I could sit out this jump if I wanted. I said I didn't want to. So he says, hop in.
Hop in?
Yeah, I know. I couldn't believe it either, eh? Maybe he's going to court-martial me later, huh? Let's get you some gear.
This here will be a nice defilade position.
Aim out. Over there.
Malarkey. Sergeant Malarkey.
Sir?
You thought you'd get away with it?
What do you mean, sir?
Sergeant, that motorcycle is United States Army property. That may not mean anything to you, but it means something to me. Where'd you find it?
Yeah, it seemed all right.
Who is he, Sarge?
It's our first CO.
What happened?
Got promoted.
Just tap my leg, Sergeant.
Lieutenant, you'll be in the doorway.
Yeah, I know, but look, Sergeant, you'll be the man behind me. When the green light comes on, you could just tap me, all right?
The green light will be next to you, sir.
Just do it. That's an order.
Come here. Come here.
Sling it up and down. When you hit the ground, your knee will hit the butt. The business end will break your jaw, all right? Lose your reserve. You won't need it. We're jumping low. Take your belly band and wrap it around you. Fine.
I think I love Holland.
Where'd you get these? That farmhouse over there. Just sitting out in the open.
I don't know.
Maybe they were expecting us.
Made it.
some kind of holdup ahead. We're going in through this field here.
Snipers.
We've got to get to these bridges.
The men who collaborated are being shot.
Mr. Van Kork here is with the Dutch resistance.
We've been waiting and hoping for this day for almost 5 years.
Says he can help us secure the bridges here.
Yes, together we can push the remaining Germans out of Eindhoven. And that's just the beginning.
Any idea where they might be?
Well, we're still working on that right now.
Pierce and his friends here are getting information as we speak.
His contacts a couple towns down said they saw the British 2nd Guards armor move through half an hour ago.
They're kids. These are reliable reports. Anything we can do to help you, we will do. Anything. Right on time. I'd be happy to have your help. Get scouts to the edge of town in case we're here for the night.
Hey, Van Cleven. Webster. Sleeping outside is for suckers, guys.
Better be good. I was almost asleep.
Kraut, in die Hoek. Mach schnell.
Niederlande! Niederlande!
Sprechen Sie Englisch?
Ja? Ja, a little bit.
What were you doing down there?
It's an air raid shelter. My family has been in there ever since the first plane flew over.
We're Americans. Paratroopers.
The Germans are gone?
I think so. You see any, you let us know.
Are you here to stay?
Mm-hmm. As long as we have to.
Yeah, they don't tell us very much.
Or feed as much.
Please. Wait here.
You see that? I say screw Paris.
They don't talk about screwing, all right?
They all speak English. They all love us. What a fantastic country.
Hey, let's take a look.
Here. Hey.
Danke.
Hey.
These olives?
Thanks. Danke.
Yes, don't leave it. It's good.
Cigarette?
Yeah. Never tasted chocolate.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Stay still. Keep moving! Get up! Keep moving!
Come on!
backside.
Right.
Saying?
That away, away, which either means the Germans have gone or he wants us to go. I don't know.
Thank you.
on the other side. Follow me through.
Let's go.
Come on, how are you going?
I'm bullet four holes.
Yeah?
miracle.
Blip, I don't think we know where the bull is.
Sergeant! Go, 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 go! Keep moving, keep moving! Hurry it up! Let's go! Let's go!
How bad?
I don't know yet. Next!
I'm all right. I'm all right.
Am I all right?
Yeah. Yeah, you feel all right?
Yeah, quit looking at me like that.
Cap, we got 4 dead, 11 injured.
Okay, let's move them out.
Hold on, sir. Randleman's missing, too.
Randleman?
Yes, sir.
Where's the bull? Never fired a shot the whole time. Anything out?
About what?
Anything. What we're doing next?
No.
Oh, I did hear one thing. Lieutenant Brewer's gonna make it.
What?
Lieutenant Brewer's gonna make it.
Nah, there's no way.
Send it back to England. Probably send him home.
Was that possible? He did turn his head at the last second. When Sergeant Randleman called out to him.
I remember being a...
Body, then there ain't nobody fucking dead. Understand me?
I'm gonna look for him.
Not by yourself, you're not. I'll go with you. Let me get some ammo.
That's okay. I'll go.
Me too. All right. Go get him.
Webster, Oz are there.
Captain Halliburton. Bedankt.
Bombing Eindhoven. Yeah. Come on, Max. I'll dig in for the night. Won't be waving so many orange flags at us tomorrow.
See you, boys.
Not as glad as us.
But you thought we'd given up on you there, huh, boss?
Shut up, Con.
What?
Yeah, I think we should go back now.
Hey, Johnny, look. Oh!
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, what? Get a little lost?
Something like that.
It's good to see you.
Me too.
I don't know whether to slap you, kiss you, or salute you. I told these scallywags you was okay.
And they didn't listen?
These salty bastards, they wanted to go on a suicide run to drag your ass back.
Is that right?
Yeah, I told them don't bother.
Never did like this company, none.
Oh, he found you.
Wait, what did you say?
Johnny, don't irrigate me.
He found you? Now I don't know who's more stupid, you or the hick.
All right, mount up! Hop up! Let's move out!
Grab your gear, let's go!
Grab your gear, let's go!
Let's go! Let's start falling now! Stop moving!
Germans are concentrating their armor up near Bagel. Maybe heading into some more tanks.
Well, as long as there's only old men and kids.
Yeah.
I don't like retreating.
There's time for everything.
How are the other divisions faring up north?
I think we're going to have to find another way into Germany.